שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל
הסולם. Hello, we'll be reading in the writings from the writings of בעל הסולם. We will be reading the introduction to the book of פנים מאירות ומסבירות, item 19. You can watch the lesson and ask questions on kab.tv, and you can find all the texts in the Galaxy platform or on kabbalahmedia.info.
Recently, I received emails from which it becomes clear to me that my friends, my students, don't quite understand the nature of men, the nature of the evil inclination, our ego. How much it is complex, intricate, how it might seemingly come out of the Creator and develop, and we've been in its development here in this world for thousands of years, and now the time has come when we have to start correcting it. Indeed, in general, in many people together, in a way that it has never been this way in any previous generation. In order to understand this better, we have to once again repeat item 19 in the introduction to Panim Me'irot U'Masbirot, literally shining and illuminating a welcoming face by Baal HaSulam, and to try to understand it better. What I hear when I see these questions from the friends, it's clear to me that it is still not clear to us what is it that we have to work with. How do we reach the purpose? How do we discover the Creator? How are we rewarded with entering the upper world, the spiritual world, the eternal world? What does it depend on? Therefore, I was thinking that we should at least repeat the previous item. We've reached item 20 in the introduction to Panim Me'irot U'Masbirot, so we should at least go one item back. Let us repeat that and see how much we will be able to understand this issue. So let's read it slowly, and you will ask questions, preferably according to our flow within the text. And as much as we'll be able to enter it, we will try to understand it and later on to reach actual corrections. Item 19.
Yes.
Introduction to Panim Me'irot U'Masbirot, item 19. Our sages said, quote, "He is the evil inclination, he is Satan, he is the angel of death. He descends and incites, ascends and slathers. He comes and he takes one's soul."
And look how many roles the evil inclination has here. It is Satan, it is the angel of death. What does it do? It descends and incites, ascends and slanders. It comes and takes one's soul. Meaning it has many roles. It's not just to hinder us in some way. It is the most active in the whole of creation. Yes?
This is because two general corruptions occurred because of the sin of the tree of knowledge.
Adam HaRishon, this structure called Adam, certainly it's not yet us, it's not our world. It is a special spiritual structure that was entirely in order to bestow in a state called Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, entirely in bestowal, entirely in dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. Then it fell through an action that was done upon it from above by the Creator, that purposely did it to him, as it says, "I have created evil inclination." Then this Adam fell from the height of the Garden of Eden all the way down to what we call this world. And as a result of it, two corruptions occurred within Adam and his environment. What are they? The first corruption is the matter of ascents and slanders. After acquiring an empty space within his body, this caused hatred and remoteness between the eternal light of life that the Creator breathed in Adam's nostrils and Adam's body. This means that a corruption occurred here, the first corruption he calls it, that after he was tempted and ate from the tree of knowledge, meaning he received in order to receive pleasure, and by this he became separated from the Creator, then he acquired in the structure of his body, in all of his desire, the vessel of reception of the vacant space, meaning within him was formed a will to receive in order to receive. Because of this, he had hatred and remoteness between the light of life, which is the upper light, the force of bestowal, the force of life. It's all built on love of others, on bestowal to others, outside of the desire. So he received it to begin with from the Creator, and between man's or Adam's will to receive, meaning the fulfillment, the light that was in the desire, moved away from the desire. And it is similar to what our sages said. All who is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. This means that they have already become separated, the Creator and Adam, this created being, became separated because they became completely opposite, according to the desire, according to the intention, according to the purpose, according to all of their yearning. Since this is because pride stems from the vessels of reception of the vacant space, the will to receive within a person, within Adam, that is empty. This is why it is called vacant space. And out of that, he has oppositeness of form from the Creator, pride, so that the upper light had already departed from there, from the time of the Tzimtzum, restriction, and onward, because there is oppositeness between them. As it is written in the Zohar that the Creator hates the bodies that are built only for themselves. For this reason, the light of life fled from him. Meaning, what was in this structure that the Creator created called Adam HaRishon in the Garden of Eden, that was full of the upper light in order to bestow, because the Creator to begin with created it in such a way, now it became corrupt, it became in order to receive, and then the upper light, because of the oppositeness of form between the light and the desire, and Adam's desire, the light departed from the feeling of Adam, and this is the first corruption that was made. This is what it writes. Therefore, the light of life fled from him, and this is the first corruption. You can discuss it in the meantime and ask whether it is clear or not clear, but in a very concrete manner. Don't confuse the friends. Latin 5.
Habla de odio y separación. ¿Cuál es la diferencia entre las dos?
He speaks of hatred and separation. What's the difference between the two?
Hatred is a feeling, separation is a state. Tel Aviv 1.
Why does it bring the vessel to be fulfilled, to be full of hatred?
Because of oppositeness. Rehoboth.
Rav, כתוב פה שקדוש ברוך הוא שונא.
Now it's written here that the Creator hates the bodies. Does the created being feel that the Creator hates the bodies, or is this on behalf of the Creator from his side?
The Creator is in oppositeness of form to Adam's body, to the will to receive, and this is called hatred. Moscow 7.
Пишет Бааль Сулам, каждому гордецу говорит Творец, не может.
Бааль Сулам writes that the Creator tells all who are proud that we cannot reside together in the same abode. What is that?
Pride is the feeling of the will to receive that is standing and demanding what seemingly deserves. I deserve fulfillment. This is called pride. Tel Aviv 1.
The Creator created a perfect system. He placed Adam, the human being, there. So there is this built-in fault, and we're expected to fix that. So how can we see that as part of the Creator's love for His created beings?
The end result is in the preliminary thought. It's not that you're getting some blows in the middle. You're getting these blows in order to advance. And if you advance and you understand that, you feel it's not blows on you, it's blows on your will to receive. Specifically in order to separate you from your will to receive. And this is how you advance. Verse 7.
Good morning, Rav. World 10. It's written that about the nose, something enters through the nose. What's written here?
What is written, that he breathed the light of life into man's nostrils. It just means that the Creator filled up Adam with the upper light to begin with.
Can you please explain the actions of the evil inclinations which you mentioned in the beginning of the lesson? It descends and incites, rises and slanders, takes one's soul.
Well, this is what we will have to study next. I mean, he's telling us this just as a statement that later on we have to scrutinize. Pity 2.
Rav,
what is the meaning of eating of the fruit of the tree of knowledge?
Eating means that I can receive in order to bestow, if it is in the Garden of Eden. So it's permitted to enjoy in order to bestow. If you can actually keep it and make it in order to bestow, you can eat all of the fruit of the garden except for the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and bad, which you are not capable of receiving in order to bestow. You have such desires that belong to the stony heart, such a will to receive that cannot be corrected to become in order to bestow.
So the act of eating is reception? Is the act of reception?
Eating is receiving, but in order to bestow. So go ahead, eat, enjoy, because by this you're giving contentment to the host, to the Creator. Where you're capable of doing it, go ahead. Then you reach equivalence of form, dvikut.
Да. Как исправить гордость?
How to correct the pride?
We will be talking about that. It's a correct question. It's to the point indeed. This guy is serious. He wants it. However, we will talk about it. Brazil.
It's said in the text that the first corruption, it ascends and complains. What is this complaint about? What is he complaining? That it doesn't have the property of bestow?
שאין לו את תכונת ההשפעה? זה אנחנו נלמד.
We will study that. I can't open up this topic. Out of that, we will have 1,000 questions. Rather, this is how it works. A sense descends, incites, and we will learn how it does it and what accordingly we need to do. Our work right now is to understand our ego, the evil inclination within us. What does it do within us and what we have to correct? This is what we now want to reach.
Why are we opposite in form to the Creator?
Why are we the opposite of the Creator? Because He's entirely the will to bestow, when we are entirely a will to receive. Each one of us, in Himself, for Himself and all of us together. Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. What is the purpose of this will to receive that we cannot correct?
The purpose of the will to receive is to give us independence so that we will be opposite the Creator, against the Creator, the opposite of the Creator, and this is considered that we are independent. Now, along with that, the Creator wants us to not only be independent, but that we will reach the same state as Him, because this is the highest state. So, over our independence, we have to take on a clothing, as we call it, of bestowal and love, like the Creator. So it turns out that we comprise two parts. The first part is our will to receive, which is the opposite of the Creator. And the second part, the external part, the clothing, resembles the Creator. And that way, Adam, man, is considered of comprising these two parts. We constantly get a greater and greater will to receive, greater and greater oppositeness to the Creator, and we have to overcome it and ask of the Creator that He will give us a clothing, an intention to bestow on top of the will to receive, so that we would become more and more similar to Him.
Вопрос от товарища. Как проявляется древо познания добра и зла в десятке, и как с этим работать?
How do the good and evil become apparent in the ten, and how to work with it?
As the ten becomes one, it starts to attain the tree of knowledge, good and bad.
Творец нам отдает, мы получаем. Но мы выстраиваем намерение ради отдачи.
The Creator gives us, we receive, but we build an intention which is in order to bestow. So thus far it's clear. So how does this deeper spread through to our connection with the friends?
We work together on the connection between us. The most important thing for us is connection. Love covers all crimes. So that even though we don't quite understand our nature, the most important thing for us is to constantly be connected. And then the Creator each time will distance us, He will arrange between us all kinds of quarrels, all kinds of problems, and we will have to connect each time, to connect and connect, and out of the connection to show the Creator that we are like Him, we're one. He is one and we are one. And one receives one, as it says. PT3.
In our state, the evil inclination is also hidden from us. Why?
We need to discover it, of course. It is clear that each and every person in the world, if you speak to him and you tell him he is bad, he has an evil inclination, he will not agree with it. He will not agree with it. This is something that we need to discover. Yes. That is the revelation, the recognition of the evil inclination in each one of us requires of us great work to agree with it. We don't discover the evil inclination in us because we're not capable of tolerating it. If the evil inclination would have been revealed in us in more than what we're able to suffer, we would run away from it. We would kill ourselves just so we won't be in it. Rather specifically, the more we acquire the good inclination in order to bestow, we advance towards the Creator, to that extent, the evil inclination can be revealed in us. Therefore, one who is greater than his friend is greater in bestowal. His inclination, his evil inclination that is revealed in him is greater. We need to truly be in bestowal, in love, in order to discover our great evil inclination. This is why we have to be happy in that we discover inside of us greater and greater levels of the evil inclination. And we begin to see how great it is, and we hate it along with that, but we also understand how necessary it is in order for us to grow.
Ashkelon.
The entrance and the departure of the light prepare the vessel. So what happened here is that with the departure of the light, there was a correction requested.
I don't know where you're taking it from.
We learn that.
In what we read just now. I'm asking you, without philosophies, in what we read just now. I don't know, sir. Tell me what we read just now that you're asking about. I can't just spread ourselves all over the wisdom of Kabbalah.
It's written that the light departed and then pride was revealed. And this pride doesn't allow the light to return, seemingly.
Yes.
Right, so what happened there at that point where the pride was like a valve that was blocked, not allowing the light entry?
In order for us to overcome it, in order for us to ask for correction over this pride, over our will to receive. That's the valve. In order for us to open it, open a way for the light.
There was no preparation in the soul for such a thing that it may happen?
I don't understand. It was done deliberately, you understand? This corruption was done deliberately so that against it, we will open up, we will get to know, and we will make corrections, and those corrections would be at our account.
So we must agree between us, the friends, that every interruption, whatever happens, the Creator did this to me deliberately.
Of course. Rather, what do you think? That we perform corrections, not corrections. We don't do anything. We only need in between them to find the right path each time and to ask.
Was it shame that operated there?
We will see. Up to here. I'm sorry. You're right. You constantly, each one of you has his question, but I'm facing 1,000 different questions, so please understand me also, and let us advance. Okay. So, we had Ashkelon already. We had Beersheba. Galil West.
Broken.
No, Maya.
Open
your microphone.
Boker Tov, Slicha.
Good morning. Excuse me. So in this little text we read, are we reading about the creation of the desire and not the corruption as we understand it on the day-to-day?
No, whatever you hear in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's entirely not similar and not suitable for our day-to-day language. These are corruptions in order to correct them, that the Creator Himself from above, performs in us, arranges in us, so that we specifically will correct them and come closer to Him. Each and every corruption inside of it also holds the correction. What else do we have? Guys, whomever asked, any group that asked, that's it. You don't ask anymore. Mac VG3.
Сказано, что Творец ненавидит тела, созданные только ради себя.
So it is said that the Creator hates the bodies, which exist only for their own benefit. So how can the Creator hate the bodies if His quality is absolute love?
The Creator
נמצא באהבה חלוטה,
is in absolute love, and with respect to Him, we are all in adhesion, dvekut. However, we need to bring ourselves according to our sensation that we are not in adhesion with Him because we are corrupted, we're the opposite of Him. But this is how we feel. It's not that this is how it is in His eyes. We will scrutinize this. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Av. Good morning. What's the difference between the revelation of the will to receive and the revelation of the evil inclination?
The will to receive is just the will to receive. When the will to receive is received by a person as light, then it is called revelation of the evil inclination. Everything is measured with respect to the person, not with respect to the Creator or just like that.
Is there reception which is good?
What, again?
Is there any situation where we receive, we are in reception, which awakens the good inclination?
Well, if it's in order to bestow, then the will to receive is good. We are only speaking about the will to receive, only out of the will to receive. If I use it for giving, just like the guest towards the host, then it is good. If I use it for reception, then it is bad, because it distances me from the host. We had Ashkelon already. Let's continue. Second corruption.
So continuing with the second corruption. The second corruption is the descent of the 288 sparks that were already connected in the system of Kedusha. They were given and descended to the system of the Sitra Acha and the Klipot so that the world would not be destroyed.
We learn that all in all, we have in the Pratsuf of the soul, right? 620 sparks. Well, 8 times 4, these are the 8 kings. We learned that 320, not 620. Out of them, we can correct anything related to the first 9, except for Malchut, which are 320 minus 1/10 of 8, which is 32, so we're left with 288. The 288 parts of the will to receive, what we call sparks, those we can correct. However, those that relate to Malchut itself, we cannot correct it. This is only corrected at the end of correction. After we correct everything, it is corrected by itself out of the hitklelut, the integration or inclusion of the 32 with the 288. So, this is one issue. The second issue is that we have 600,000 souls. Why is it called 600,000? There are many more. Rather, this is how it is called because we're talking about the parts that are inside of Zeranpin. It has Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod, six Sfirot, and therefore we count it as each one is 100,000, so altogether it's 600,000. All of these numbers, we have that in the Zohar, and we have an additional volume in the Zohar where we have taken from the entire book of Zohar, from all of the chapters, we took from there all kinds of these numbers, and there you can see briefly where it comes from and why it is so. So let's read again the second corruption.
The second corruption is the descent of the 288 sparks that were already connected in the system of Kedusha,
meaning those that could be corrected, relating to the first nine, except for Malchut. It was corrected, and through the sin of Adam HaRishon, it fell once again. All of these corrected Kelim fell once again to, in order to receive, to the Klipot, shells.
They were given and descended to the system of the Sitra Acha and the Klipot so that the world would not be destroyed. This is so because the system of Kedusha cannot sustain and nourish people and the world due to the hatred that had been made between the Kedusha and the Kelim, the vessels of the vacant space. This follows the law of opposites. Quote, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode, end quote. Hence the 288 sparks were given to the system of the Sitra Acha so they would nurture and sustain man and the world all through the incarnations of the souls in the bodies. As it is written, quote, 10,000 for a generation and for 1,000 generations, end quote, until the end of correction. Now you can see why they are called klipot, shells. It is because they are like the peel on a fruit. The hard peel envelops and covers the fruit to keep it from any filth and harm until the fruit is eaten. Without it, the fruit would be corrupted and would not fulfill its purpose.
As we see in fruits, if you take an apple and peel it off, within a short time, it becomes rotten, corrupted. Immediately, as soon as you take off the peel, it starts corrupting, spoiling. So there has to be some shield, there has to be a peel on the fruit in order to keep it from all kinds of harmful things.
Thus you find that the 288 sparks were given to the Klipot to sustain and qualify reality until they connect and attain their desired goal.
This means that even those Kelim that were in Kedusha, in sanctity, must undergo a corruption so that through the Klipot, the shells, they will keep themselves. The shell or the peel guards the fruit. That's one thing. And the second thing is that the peel or the shell also develops the fruit, the kli, and makes it greater, bigger. So far, are there any questions? Maybe you should read it again, the second corruption.
Again, the second corruption. The second corruption is the descent of the 288 sparks
that were already in the system of Kedusha and once again fell into in order to receive.
That were already connected in the system of Kedusha. They were given and descended
But in order for the world not to be destroyed, in order to keep these 288 sparks, even though they were in Kedusha and they fell, took the Klipa, but in the Klipa too, they can be in a special form, enveloped within, wrapped within the Klipa, just like an apple in its peel, then the Klipa can guard the fruit. Therefore, we too, as we grow, we are in order to receive in our egoistic desire, however it guards us. And only to the extent that we can be in order to bestow, we gradually, seemingly, peel off that shell from us.
They were given and ascended to the system of the Sitra Acha and the Klipot, so the world would not be destroyed. This is so because the system of Kedusha cannot sustain and nourish people and the world due to the hatred that had been made between the Kedusha, holiness, and the vessels of the vacant space. This follows the law of opposites, as it is written, quote, "He and I cannot dwell in the same abode," end quote. Hence, the 288 sparks were given to the system of the Sitra Acha, so they would nurture and sustain man and the world all through the incarnations of the souls in the bodies, as it is written, quote, 10,000 for a generation and for 1,000 generations, end quote, until the end of correction. Now you can see why they are called klipot, shells or peels. It is because they are like the peel on a fruit. The hard peel envelops and covers the fruit to keep it from any filth and harm until the fruit is eaten. Without it, the fruit would be corrupted and would not fulfill its purpose. Thus, you find that the 288 sparks were given to the klipot to sustain and qualify reality until they connect and attain their desired goal.
Any questions, Volga?
Вот в первом пороке пишет Бальсулам, что творение лишается ощущения жизни.
Бальсулам writes, лишается при втором пороке. Какое ощущение второго порока? There's no feeling of life in creation. What's the second corruption?
We will read about that later on. Now we're just learning what is happening with the will to receive, where it was and where it fell into, but not beyond that. Don't hurry up. Don't push it. Toronto 2.
Hello, I just wanted to scrutinize this. What's the difference between the system of klipot, shells, and the vessels of the vacant space?
The vessels of the vacant space, that's just the will to receive, a space. The klipa, the shell, is that he wants to use this will to receive in order to receive.
Latin 7.
La pregunta es, ¿a qué se refiere cuando dice para que el mundo no fuera destruido?
What does he mean when he writes so that the world would not be destroyed?
So that there would be a correction for the world. Otherwise, everything will break. Everything is charted entirely in order to receive, and there's no use for the whole of creation. How can that be? So all of these things that now may seem to us as corruptions, the will to receive, the klipa, the sin of the Adam Rishon, falling from the spiritual height to the depth of corporeal reality, all of these things, it is all a part of the correction, even though it seems to us as corruptions, the first corruption, second corruption, all in all, it's all on the way to correction. There is nothing in the whole of reality except for corrections.
Jerusalem.
Maze mitzot, maze klipa.
What is a spark? What is a shell? How does the shell protect the spark? What exactly does it protect it from? How does it grow the spark?
It will all become clear to you. Don't ask about all of these things at once. It will all become clear. The sparks, well, also, you have a will to receive. Within the will to receive, you have a spark. The sparks directs the will to receive towards correction. That's it.
Galil West.
Rav, תגיד בבקשה, מה זה גלגול?
Rav, tell me please, what is reincarnation in terms of spirituality?
I don't know, sir. It doesn't say so. Talk about it here. You have to learn how to learn. It doesn't say here.
רחובות.
After, in the first corruption, it was defined that the sitracha slanders and corrupts in various ways. In the second corruption, it's like the cat was put in charge of keeping the cream. So, what's going on here?
I don't know. I'm not hasty like you. I'm not jumping ahead to something we haven't yet learned. Friends, I want you to understand how to study. You are grown-up people already, and you have some experience in life. Don't you understand that you, in first grade, you cannot ask about what will happen in the second grade? It's impossible. Besides it, what you're asking about, if I will answer one of you, others won't understand what it's about. I have to go along with everyone. So please help me with your questions, and not that I will have to tell each and every one that it's not okay. To begin with, let's realize how we are going to study this introduction together. On purpose, I went back because I saw yesterday when people were asking me that people didn't understand what we were talking about. We went through this. I don't want to quickly go through this, and I don't want to jump to something that we haven't yet studied. Rather, we should study what is written here. Then we will advance. So please forgive me if I'm not answering you.
Ну, Раф, я надеюсь, я на теме смогу спросить, почему
клипы? I hope I can stay on topic. So why aren't the shells considered to be corrupted vessels? And what can be worse?
There's nothing worse than the klipa, the shell. The klipa is the intention in order to receive, which is the opposite of the Creator. However, if it is revealed in the kli, it's a sign that the kli was a priori with a klipa. However, now it is revealed and we need to correct it. And this is how it is in each and every one of us. When I now discover in me some egoistic will to receive, I must not say that now I have become more egoistic. No, that's incorrect. I was that way earlier as well. However, this desire was hidden, and now it is revealed because I can correct it. Therefore, it is revealed. And I have many other corrupted desires, egoistic desires that have not yet been revealed. As Bala Sulam writes, that I'm happy and I rejoice in the wicked ones that are being revealed because a corruption that is not revealed has no hope. Who knows when it will be revealed that I can correct it. That's it. So the fact that corrupted desires are revealed in us, we should actually be happy about it, that it is now coming for us in order to correct it. But to begin with, everything is corrupted within us. However, we don't feel it.
Latin 4.
Latin 4, we don't hear you.
טוב.
דניס, עולה מיקרופון.
נו? לא.
לא.
אורייט.
חבר.
חבר.
Rav, can you please focus this point that the 288 fall from Kedusha and the 288, it's not a complete partsuf. So what does it mean?
We will learn this. It's a very important thing. Rapach, the 288, those are parts of the partsuf that we were given to correct through the time until the end of correction. At the end of correction, the Lev Ha'Even, heart of stone, will also be corrected. So the 288 parts that we can correct over the 600,000 particular souls over 6,000 years, as we say, we correct them, and then we reach the last stage where we correct the heart of stone, the 32 other parts, and the 288, the apach, plus the 32, in the end, when they are corrected, we get to 320, all of the corrupted parts, which will now become corrected. So gradually, another word, another minute and another, you hear these things and gradually it accumulates into clear knowledge, crystallized knowledge. All right. Who didn't we have yet? Kiev 1.
There are so many details and points in these items. What is the most important thing that the 10 needs to extract from it?
The Creator created a partsuf, 10 sefirot, called the soul, neshama. That's what it's called. And this partsuf is in equivalence of form with the Creator, meaning in order to bestow. It means that this partsuf is similar to the Creator. That's why it is called Adam, from the word Dome, similar. Now, other than this partsuf and the Creator, there is nothing. Now, in order to get this partsuf to a degree where it feels, understands, where it's aware of where it is, has some orientation in the world it's in, so as not to be like a drop of seed, but rather like an adult person growing, the Creator needs to put him through all kinds of processes until gradually this drop that the Creator created, which is called the, to begin with, the partsuf of the neshama, of the soul, it will then acquire knowledge, emotion, and become like the Creator in every way. He's called Adam. He's named after his future, to be like the Creator, resemble the Creator. So it's not Adam, it's Adam HaRishon, the first. So that's what we learn. How our will to receive was created by the Creator, how it grew as the Creator influenced it, bestowed upon it with his light, and how the Creator made it to begin with, that all the light that enters this Batsuf inverts into in order to receive, so that it wants everything that's in the Creator, but in order to receive, by which it disconnects from the Creator, falls from this degree to in order to receive, and then how from this degree, the lowest degree, it begins to gradually ascend and ascend by sanctifying itself, meaning to by making itself similar to the Creator. That's what we learn. So here he explains to us in a general way how this is done. He explains to us that there are two corruptions, yes, and how to correct them. That is all.
How in the ten do we ascend and correct?
Now, we don't know what we do in the ten. We simply do what the Kabbalists tell us to do. How can you explain to a baby what a pacifier is, why he needs the pacifier, how it helps him, or how he digests food, how he grows, how he understands things? Can you explain all this to a baby? Of course not. So we accept these, we receive these things in a very limited, gradual way, small portions, until we grow and understand more and more, and so we grow. And so in many cases, I have to say, I don't want to answer these questions, I don't want to hear those type of things, etc., because that interrupts our gradual growth.
Tel Aviv 2.
Everything is nice about this graduation, but...
Question.
At some stage, you stop being a baby, and you do understand. So how do you make that transition?
You will learn together with us what we learn. No jumping forward, but gradual questions. You write down all your questions, and you'll see that gradually you will receive answers to all of them. Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, the system of the Sitra Acha, what does it do? Does it give pleasures to the Kli even though it is in order to receive?
Yes, otherwise it won't grow.
Also, what light is it that fills the in order to receive?
The light of Nefesh, a small light, but it grows for the time being.
Tov, Meyer, Ashkelon.
All right, quickly now, Ashkelon.
Rav, can you please explain again? It's simply not clear. This mechanism of the section of the klipot, how does it guard the kli? How does it perform this function?
It gives the will to receive, even though it's in the will to receive in order to receive, it gives it pleasure. Pleasure in this world. You see, people get pleasures all of sorts, they grow, they mature. And this is for a while, until they come to despair, finding that they have nothing they can do but to ask for corrections.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello,
Rav. Hay deseos que no se pueden corregir o todos están en Klipanoga. Gracias.
From the 365 desires that need to be corrected, can they be corrected or are they in the shell of Noga?
I don't know what the Klipa of the shell of Noga is. I don't know what the Shasa desires are. I don't know any of that. When I'm as smart as you, then I'll answer and I'll get it. I'll ask and be answered. Focus group.
Hello, Rav. Questions from the internet. A student from St. Petersburg is asking, what does the shell protect from? What is the fruit and what is eating in spirituality?
The shell protects the will to receive against receiving in order to receive. Because that would be to its detriment. And it sustains the will to receive, allowing it to receive something, some little bit, in order to continue on existing so that it can come to the will to bestow, to acquire the will, or rather the intention, to bestow in order to bestow. And then it can begin to receive in order to bestow. That means that the shell, the klipa, protects the vessel, the fruit. We all grow thanks to the shells, thanks to the klipot. We have to respect them. This is a special power, special force from the Creator that works in this way, taking care of us. Continue.
We are continuing to read. The above mentioned second corruption is the matter of comes and takes his soul. I wish to say that even that tiny part of the soul that remains for a person as, quote, sweat of the previous life, end quote, is also robbed by the Sitra Acha, the other side, through that same bestowal that she gives him from the 288 sparks that have fallen into her.
Again,
the above mentioned second corruption is the matter of comes and takes his soul. I wish to say that even that tiny part of the soul that remains for a person as sweat of the previous life,
what little light remained for him, yes, even a little,
is also robbed by the Sitra Acha through that same stole that she gives him from the 288 sparks that have fallen into her lot. To understand this, you need a clear picture of the Sitra Acha as she really is. Thus, you will be able to examine all her ways.
Meaning, let us learn what the Sitra Acha is. What is that will to receive in order to receive? The will to receive in itself is not good or bad. It's just a law of nature. However, in order to receive, opposite to the Creator, that is called the Sitra Acha, the other side. What happens then?
I've already shown in Panim Meirot Masbirot, Branch 6, that all the parts of reality of the lower world are branches extending from their roots like an imprint from a seal from the upper world. And the upper one from the one above it, and that upper one from its own upper, etc. Know that any discernment in branches about the root is only the basis of their substance. This means that the substances in this world are corporeal bases, and the substances in the world of Yetzirah are spiritual bases, spiritual elements, relating to the spirituality in Yetzirah. So it is in each and every world. However, the occurrences and the conducts in them have the same value from each branch to its root, like two drops of water, equal to each other, and like the imprint whose form is identical to the seal from which it was imprinted. Once you know this, we can seek that branch that the upper Sitra Acha has in this world, and through it, we will also know its root, the upper Sitra Acha.
Again.
From the beginning of this...
Yes.
The above mentioned second corruption is the matter of comes and takes his soul. I wish to say that even that tiny part of the soul that remains for a person as sweat of the previous life is also robbed by the Sitra Acha through that same bestowal that she gives him from the 288 sparks that have fallen into her lot. To understand this, you need a clear picture of the Sitra Acha as she really is. Thus, you will be able to examine all her ways. I've already shown in Panim Meirot Umasbirot, Branch 6, that all the parts of reality of the lower world are branches extending from their roots like an imprint from a seal from the upper world, and the upper from the one above it, and that upper from its own upper, etc. Know that any discernment in branches about the roots is only in the basis of their substance. This means that the substances in this world are corporeal bases or elements, and the substances in the world of Yetzirah are spiritual bases or elements relating to the spirituality in Yetzirah. And so it is in each and every world.
Means that as in the structure of all the worlds, everything, all the degrees, from the Creator down to this world, they're created according to one pattern, 10 Sefirot, not 9 or 11, in all the parts, in every Patsuf, there's no difference. The difference is only in the substance. The substance also, it's the will to receive, but more or less of it. The main thing is the intention. In order to receive or in order to bestow. And the extent to which this intention rides upon the will to receive. Yes.
However, the occurrences and the conducts in them have the same value from each branch to its root, like two drops of water equal to each other, and like the imprint whose form, whose shape is identical to the seal from which it was imprinted. Once you know this, we can seek that branch that the upper Sitra Achra has in this world, and through it, we will also know its root, the upper Sitra Achra.
Yes, if we have all the degrees which come from the Creator down to this world, we are also in this world and can understand somehow this system of all the degrees.
We find in the Zohar that the afflictions in people's bodies are branches of the upper Sitra Achra. Hence, let us take the animal level and learn from it. We find that the sprouting that occurs in this body, through attainment of pleasure, is what proliferates its life. For this reason, Providence has imprinted in the little ones that every place they rest their eyes on gives them pleasure and contentment, even the most trifling things. This is so because the level of the small must proliferate sufficiently to grow and sprout. This is why their pleasure is copious. Thus you find that the light of pleasure is the progenitor of life.
So we must receive some pleasure. Without that, we cannot grow. You could see on the children, the little ones, or animals, everything grows only thanks to pleasure, due to pleasure. And if we don't give someone pleasure, he stops growing until he dies. So there must be pleasure. But here there's a difference between the degree of Adam, human, and the others, as we need pleasure from connection rather from separation, and that's what he's going to explain to us.
However, this law applies only in pleasures that come to the level as a whole. But in the pleasure of separation, that is, when a pleasure is concentrated and receives only by a separated part of the level of the animal, we find the opposite rule. If there is a defective place in its flesh which demands scratching and rubbing, the act of scratching carries a reward with it, as one feels great pleasure pursuing it. However, this pleasure is sodden with a drop of the potion of death. If one does not govern one's desire and pays the haunting demand, the payment would increase the debt.
A moment. So what is he saying? If we don't find the reception of the pleasure, if we don't stop, rather, the reception of pleasure in separation, we reach a state of death. Read it again.
However, this law applies, going one paragraph back. However, this law applies only in pleasures that come to the level as a whole. But in a pleasure of separation, that is, when the pleasure is concentrated and received only by a separated part of the level of the animal, we find the opposite rule. If there is a defective place in its flesh, which demands scratching and rubbing, the act of scratching carries a reward with it, as one feels great pleasure pursuing it. However, this pleasure is sodden with a drop of the potion of death. If one doesn't govern one's desire and pays the haunting demand, the payment will increase the debt. In other words, according to the pleasure from scratching, so will the affliction increase, and the pleasure will turn to pain. When it begins to heal again, a new demand for scratching appears, and at a greater extent than before. And if one still cannot govern one's desire and pays once again to saturate the demand, the affliction will grow as well, until it brings a bitter drop at the end, poisoning all the blood in that animal. You find that it dies by receiving pleasures, since it is a pleasure of separation.
So, in essence, pleasure is good if it advances one to equivalence of form. Pleasure which brings one, drives one away from equivalence of form, brings him to death.
Again, you find that it died by receiving the pleasure, since it is a pleasure of separation, received only by a separate part of that level. Hence, death operates in the level in the opposite manner from the pleasure imparted to the entire level.
So, thus far, is it good? It's Leaf 4.
Yes, Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Hello, Rav.
Il piacere che provo per qualcosa che mi piace nella materialità, con qualcosa che invece non conosco, che si trova nella spiritualità.
How can I replace a pleasure that I'm familiar with in corporeality with pleasure that I'm not familiar with in spirituality and with the intention to give? How do I do that?
You go to the ten and you try to be connected with them in your heart and soul completely. In that you attain spiritual pleasures gradually. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, our friend is asking, all these details we hear in the article happening, can help in person.
Repeat, please.
So it's hard to understand you. Please repeat.
Turkey 2, repeat, please.
All the details we hear in the article, where is it? Or in the person.
It
happens within a person's desire. And the person will feel it. You will feel that it is within yourself.
BBUK.
Morning, Ralph. What's the difference between the system of Sitra, Akra, and Kedusha? Is it a different, is an intention? And also, is this limiting fulfillment from
Raka, good to receive?
Only the intention, to receive or to bestow. Not the desire, but the intention that's atop the desire. Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Большое спасибо.
О, мизман ло шамати отха.
Oh, haven't heard you in a while. Well?
Я стараюсь записывать вопросы. И сейчас сделать так, чтобы...
I'm trying to write down the questions. And now, how do we do it so that these pleasures with respect to, we can't manage with them? How do we transform it so it protects us?
If all these pleasures are in the best interest of the ten, then it's certain that you build a shell that protects you. That's my practical advice to you. Make sure that anything you do, everything you do, strengthens the ten, and then it's certain that you will protect yourself, keep yourself in the ten, grow with them, and nothing bad will come to you. No shell will be able to harm you or them. Just think about the wholeness of the ten.
Балтиату.
Это капля, это последняя, что с наслаждением приходит последняя капля. Она есть разрыв.
That last drop that comes with the pleasure, is this the tear that follows the connection?
The last drop that comes and poisons the person to death is the drop which disconnects him completely from the ten, from the created beings, and leaves him alone. Everything is measured only according to the connection between him and the ten and the whole world.
Right, Moscow
3. Moscow 3.
Раф, на духовных ступенях Каббалист должен пройти вот.
Rab, in the spiritual degrees, a Kabbalist has to go through all of these three stages in each degree of working with the Klipa, or he somehow overcomes.
It doesn't matter. We need to simply work on the connection between us and the intention to bestow upon the friends and through the friends to bestow upon the Creator. That's it. Don't think about it too much. All those things in the middle there, you will discover. Where does Baal HaSulam know it from? From discovering, then knowing and writing from this knowledge revelation. We need to do the same and we'll reveal the same. Knowing in our minds what we need to do, well, that won't help us at all. We only need to achieve a connection. Continue, Michael.
Continuing to read with, here we see. Sorry, finally. Here we see before us the form of the upper Sitra Achra from head to toe. Her head is the will to receive only for herself, and not to bestow outside of herself, as is the property of the demand in the afflicted flesh with respect to the entire animal. The body of the Sitra Achra is a certain form of demand that is not going to be paid. The payment that one makes increases the debt and the affliction even more, as with the example of receiving pleasure by scratching the toe.
So the more we engage with the will to receive, we don't just pass through, so to speak. We grow it and grow it, and it buries us more and more under itself.
The toe of the Sitra Achra is a drop of the potion of death, which robs it and separates it from the last spark of life it had left, like the drop of the potion of death that poisons all the blood in the animal. This is the meaning of what our sages said: in the end, it comes and takes his soul. In other words, they said that the angel of death comes with a drawn sword and a drop of poison at its tip. The person opens his mouth, he throws the drop inside, and he dies. The sword of the angel of death is the influence of the Sitra Achra, called Cherev, sword, but also ruin, because of the separation that grows according to the measure of reception, and the separation destroys him. One is compelled to open one's mouth, since one must receive the abundance for sustenance and persistence from her hand. In the end, a bitter drop at the tip of the sword reaches him, and this completes the separation to the last spark of his breath of life.
And with that, it all ends. If the person doesn't correct himself, then he is disconnected from life. We're not talking about this corporeal life, by the way. We're talking about spiritual life. And he writes it in such a way where it's as if we die. Die, to die, means to disconnect from bestowal, from the Creator, from spirituality, which we had before, and now we disconnect. So, and this has nothing to do with our corporeal lives. It has nothing to do with it. You can remain as you are in your life, right? It's not what it's about. It's not about the person's corporeal life. Yes.
This whole text, it sounds as though with the klipot, the shells protecting us, that us, those who study all of Bnei Baruch, those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah, seemingly something different happened to us. We managed to somehow come out of this wound that we keep on scratching. We have some other kind of opportunity.
Of course. It's called Sgula, or Yechidei Sgula, unique individuals. We are chosen few, you can call it. We are in a special state. We're being taken care of individually. We need to make sure not to fall from this state.
So what happened to us that we need to work on that instead of on the will to receive?
It's not because you're so very wise or pretty. It's because your soul has a specific role to play.
So we have to work on our role?
Yes, the role of our soul. Yes, that's all. All right. We will continue. Item 20. What we went through yesterday. Well, it's not bad that we went through it again. I think that we all learned a little more. Continue then.
Item 20. As a result of these two corruptions, man's body was corrupted too, as it is precisely adapted by creation to receive the abundance of its sustenance of the system of Kedusha. This is so because any viable act, its parts are guarded from any surplus or scarcity. An act that is not viable and sustainable, it is because its parts are unbalanced and there is some shortage or surplus in them. As he says in the poem of unification, of all your work, not a thing have you forgotten. You did not add, and you did not subtract. It is a mandatory law that perfect operations stem from the perfect operator. However, when a person passes from the system of Kedusha to the system of the Sitra Achra, due to the barnacle attached to his construction by the tree of knowledge, many parts of him are already in surplus, needless. Since they do not receive anything from the abundance of sustenance dispensed from the authority of the Sitra Achra. It is as we find in the bone of Luz, see in the Zohar, Midrash HaNe'elam of the hidden, Toledot, and also in certain portions of each and every organ.
No, it doesn't matter. Skip over that, yes.
Hence, one must receive sustenance into one's body more than means is necessary, since the surplus joins every demand that rises from the body. Hence, the body receives for them. However, the surplus itself cannot receive its share. Thus, its share remains in the body as a surplus or luxuries and waste that the body must later eject. In consequence, the feeding and digesting tools exert in vain. Therefore, they diminish and lessen to extinction because their sentence is predetermined, as that of any imbalanced act destined to disintegrate. Thus you find that from the perspective of the construction of the body too, its death depends on cause and effect from the tree of knowledge.
Okay, we will conclude here for the time being, otherwise it will be confusing for you. And we will continue tomorrow with God's help from item 20, from the beginning of it. Right? If you have any time, read item 19 several times even, which we just went through today. Right? And we will continue to a song.
Let's sing.
From God to stop the war. This is a message from nature. You can be sure. This is a message of love, awakening your soul. This is a message from above.